Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 73, and I'm with Nick and Nathan Quickly. I've got a few thoughts, boring again. I wake up with a spring in my step. If someone with my demeanour can actually have a spring in my step this morning, right, it's Derby Day. Get to use and order my coffee, almond croissant, all is well with the world. It's a couple I know go. How you doing, mate? You're right. Aren't you? Why are you looking so happy? Haven't you seen the board? Every train cancelled. So we've had a nightmare, absolute nightmare. Every train cancelled out of Euston, and everyone will go Cockney cunt, so fair play for that argument. Then they give us misinformation. No one there at Euston, no Tannoy announcements. So they tell us to go via, I've lost track of it here, go via York on the Edinburgh train. That breaks down. So it's people going to the Scotland Rugby, I think. They're playing, are they? So that's going to terminate in Newcastle. We get off. I've had to stand like a sardine. I've had people coughing over me. So I haven't self-isolated, and I've probably got it. And my Zen went, and we broke down. And then suddenly the luck of the day turned that the train got in 1 minute early at York. And with a turn of pace that Linford Christie would be impressed, we ran on that train and we got Linford here. Christie, so we're now going to sell. A couple of things. I like the way that you said on Thursday, near the end of the podcast, we've had a beer, because we wouldn't have been able to tell that listening. You didn't finish off what was wrong with Nathan's leg, so people would just think he's got a dodgy knee, but you actually were bitten by like a rattlesnake or something.
I've been bitten by something there.
And it went very, very bad. It went...
I hope you would.
It went awful. Another thing that, in the old days, Ian McCartney's here, I got paid part of my wages in the early days, the luncheon vouchers. Have you ever heard of those?
Well, you get free dinner.
Yeah. Well, no, you actually got a note, a voucher, and you could use that in sarnie places and that.
Okay.
So you don't see that anymore, toilet graffiti. Hole punches.
I've got a hole puncher at work. I meant to tell you.
There were so many scams with luncheon vouchers in the old days. You'd get that, and then what you'd do is you go to a sarnie bar and like exchange it for cash. Right, so we're about to sell. Please buy the mag. Fuck knows what's going to happen on Monday if they close doors or whatever they're going to do. This could be the last time we sell all season. I think they're going to panic. But what makes me laugh is they'll panic, but we've all just been on sardines on a train, you know, so you can do that. Right, so I'm still feeling we're going to win today. Ian, quick word. How do you think we're going to do today?
Haven't a clue.
Confident? But that's good. That's progress from the doom that we would have had a few weeks ago. Progress.
Probably I'll play with five at the back, as he normally does in such games.
Which Nick's wanting to do.
I mean... Any team's there for the beating. You've got to be positive. I mean, if you're playing at home, you've got to go out.
And they're a weaker unit than they were. You definitely want the five at the back. I thought you were impressive the way it's midnight and you're arguing for five at the back.
Yeah.
Man has never argued for five at the back like that.
I'm not a fan of that formation. I've got to make that clear. I don't like the 3-5-2.
But you think it's the best way?
I think it's just we get all our best players on the pitch at once, which I don't understand why you wouldn't do that.
You're still not Ollie convinced?
No.
Really?
Honestly.
But you wouldn't give him till November, like I think. See where we are.
He won't be there next season.
What, win the FA Cup and they'll sack him like Van Gaal?
Yeah.
But should they? I don't think they should.
And the Europa League, don't.
Because who's the saviour? And can we not now see what he's trying to achieve with better players, Fernandes coming in and more, quicker?
No.
Well, I've all said it all along, I hope so. So it's just, like you say, we've definitely improved since Bruno's come in. Hopefully we can keep
quicker
going.
With the ball.
Yeah,
the shark in the box. No one's taken up on that. I like that. The shark. The shark. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going.
We'll win 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Ian? Happy birthday to Nick as well.
Happy birthday to Nick. Thanks for selling, lads. We're selling after. This is after the event, so I hope you all buy the mag today, because it's a big one for us if we are fucked, really. So, Nick, prediction?
Score draw.
Ian?
3-2.
Oh.
To City.
Oh, God.
I've seen that coming.
Right. So, and there's only one train after, so it better be a good day to fucking...
No, I think I'd go with a score draw.
Two score draws, 2-2 ones. All right, thanks everyone. And Nick and Nathan are going to do it afterwards. Good luck.
So we're just in hotel football after we're beating City 2-0, getting. Barney said we do a little bit of a chat. He's just had a day from hell, I think, really, today, with his, as he told you about, with his train delays and stuff before. He ended up giving me his ticket from Club Bruges, I think it was, and it's still in my wallet. And anyway, he's given me my ticket for today. I've gone in, and Barney's not watched it today, so we can take a poll and see whose fault that is. Should he have told me to take that out of my wallet, or should it be my responsibility to hand it over, even though it's been 2 weeks and I didn't even realise I had it?
Bit of both, I think.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
But we're just waiting for the coronavirus trams to die down, because everything you read in the media would basically mean don't get on any form of public transport, because we're all going to die. So we're having a quick pint in hotel football. Talk to me, Nathan. Talk to me. The floor is yours.
I said I was optimistic before, and I think it was horrible. For the vast majority of the game, it was horrible, and it definitely felt like they were going to nick something at the end. But just, like, they were poor. They were very poor today. Like, that, both of our goals, like, again, Fernandez brilliant for the little dink over for Martial. Martial, decent shot, but keeper should have saved it, really.
Yeah.
And then the second one was shit again, but we took our chances, and that's all you can ask of them.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it was all round. I can't really criticise anyone, really. Like, we
it's
did
good shift.
Did, yeah, like, that's the thing, like, we did what we needed to do. We limited them to very few chances. I don't even really remember them having a lot of
chances. A few long-range shots, didn't they? But in the League Cup, you think back to that game, like, and you think about, I was thinking about him, Bernardo Silva had that shot from long range, and they took the lead from it, didn't they, in the League Cup game. And it's kind of like what made us capitulate, where you could see today that, as I said on Thursday night to you, I said, you know, if they missed De Bruyne, I said they're a different side, you know, I still think he's the best player in the Premier League, and I think that he makes them tick like Fernandez makes us tick. And you know, you saw him today, he was everywhere, put a shift in. I thought really we were under cosh really for the start of the game, and I was a bit nervy, but we just grew into it.
But then in the second half we were back into it.
Yeah, we were, but we grew into it a bit more, is what I meant for
I was a bit nervous half. When with the substitutions I was a little bit
they were late.
But he brought Igalo on and he held the ball up brilliantly, like a good few times. Like, he did very well with that.
It's what he's got over Martial, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
100%. You know, Martial, all right, he did a nice bit of movement for his goal and stuff today, but if there's one criticism that I can have today, he just puts us under so much pressure in the midfield, because he doesn't track back, he doesn't put their defenders under pressure when they've got the ball.
Yeah.
And every single time, they could just overload the midfield, and it's just such... It's such an easy thing to see that if people can see it in the singing section, which was great today, by the way, it's unbelievable. But people can see it and they're screaming it, and you just think, if we can all see it, why is nothing being done? And nothing got done about it till quite late. And to be fair, he did put Litsomni on to try and do that, and he changed the shape a little bit, and it kept us in there a little bit, but it was still a very unnerving performance.
Yeah. I feel like I've aged watching it.
Yeah, we've all aged. Some more than others today. I mentioned it's my birthday for the second time, just because I said before the game that United, I'm 31 today, and in 31 years, United, up until today, had only won once on my birthday. They'd lost every single other game, and every single time I've been to Old Trafford on my birthday, we've actually lost. So today, to win, feels bloody great.
Yeah.
And I think I'm right in saying, I think I might be 8 clean sheets in 10 for us at the moment.
Nice.
I mean, have about a word for the defence. I mean, Raheem Sterling just bottles it every time, but Wan-Bissaka at the back, I thought
he was knackered at the end, though.
He was shattered, but he put a shift in, and it helped that he had a rest against Derby. But I thought that Maguire and Lindelof, I thought they were excellent today, and I thought Lindelof today was brilliant, and I think he won't get the credits that he did, but I don't think he really put too much wrong. He won all the headers that came into the box, and to be fair, if I'm going to pick anyone today, I probably would pick him. Fernandes would probably get man of the match, I would have thought, but aside from him, I probably would focus on, and I'd probably give it to Lindelof or Fred afterwards, because I thought they were both very, very good today. I really did think Lindelof was that good. He won everything, and Maguire made a couple of mistakes in the first half, and Lindelof cleaned them both up, and you know, it was just, he looked very, very assured at the back today.
Yeah.
But that's not a full strength City squad.
No, but still, it's what we had to play, and you know,
you can only beat what's in front of you. I'm bloody well happy.
Yeah.
and Austria on Thursday. Are we even going to come back to Old Trafford again?
Yes.
We're all going to die, aren't we? Like, that could be the last cell that we have this year.
It won't be. It'll be fine.
That's you saying that. Yes. I mean, the Mail Online says something completely different.
I don't think it's what I want.
Well, okay, I think Barney asked for 5 minutes. That's bang on 5 minutes. Yeah. Do you want to leave with anything profound, as Barney would say? Would you like to wish him a safe journey home? Because it can't really get any worse for him today.
I feel very sorry for him, but we sold well. I sold well. Someone, I don't know whoever the person was, I should have asked what he's called, but some guy who was buying a mag said, he bought the mag and he was like, I've got a present for you. And I was a bit worried. But it was a little pin badge of a little
fanzine seller. The Rosso Bianco one, isn't it?
Yeah, so... Is a nice, if you listen, thank you very much for that. It's lovely.
Very nice. Not quite as good as the story that I had today, which I had a French man come over to me and ask me what was in the mag today, and he was asking me in his best Eric Cantona accent, what is in your magazine? And I said, oh, you know, it's an independent fanzine, you know, we have hundreds of views on the club, blah, 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 you know, explaining what it was. And he was like, can I have a look? And I was like, yeah, and handed it over, and he opened it up, and inside the cover is a big drawing of a phallic shaped... Well, it's a penis, and he literally looked at it with sheer disgust and went, ugh, and then handed it me back and walked off, and I thought, well, there you go. And as Mark quite rightly said in the WhatsApp group, he's not the kind of reader that we want, which I just thought was great. And that, to be fair, other than the win, was also the highlight of my day. So I'll leave you with that story there for you. But yeah, on to Austria on Thursday night, on the up. Still 3 points behind Chelsea, but that top four dream is... still alive, yeah, very much
exactly.
Alive.
Yeah. On we go.
Up the Reds. Bottom. Yeah, you happy?
Yep.
Out.
Hello, Reds. It's a very grumpy me. Yesterday was just fucking a shitstorm personally, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is United win. And I mean that. I mean, if I'd have gone in and we lost 2-0, we can't be selfish thinking it's only about me. Just gutting and fuck... the reception at Old Trafford, so I couldn't get hold of Nick. Totally my fault, though. Thanks to Nick, Nathan and Steve Selling. Good, it was a good birthday for Nick. And all I've got to go on is the highlights for once, which is unusual. I'd have probably missed McTominay's goal anyway to go and sell. But that looked absolutely fucking bedlam when that went in. So you lucky, lucky bastards, all of those you there. The saddest part wasn't, you know, the journey. You just have to bear those once a season. They're just fucking horrific. The price of being an out of towner, yes, I'm sure. And not getting in. But then when I got back, we debriefed, a few of us, back in the pub near Euston, and bumped into a couple of old Cockneys from the area. And one of my best mate at primary school, his brother has died, found out, David Otley. He was a gooner, but he was always very nice to me. We always had a laugh. Got me out of a few situations when I walked into the wrong pubs when I was a very young lad starting out the fanzine, and that was absolutely gutting, putting everything into perspective. It's just one of those days where it's bad news. So they were a lovely family, and then his mum has died not long after, so I'm absolutely gutted for them, and Paul Otley, who won't hear this, but they were good people and good times for me. As to the game, it just looked excellent. Another team over individuals performance, with Fernandes and a few other notables showing absolute class. There's a lot of questions today why we didn't sign him in the summer. Well, Ed briefed that he gave the ball away too often, but suddenly in 6 months, they realised he was working much harder. Bollocks. You just fucking dropped another bollock there. And as toe in the water makes a point in the mag, what if we'd have got him in January the 1st? Maybe things would have changed in the League Cup. You just don't know. But let's hope that's a sign that you buy better, buy quality. We won't see huge amounts of investment this summer, but we should do. Price freeze announced this morning, that's great to see, but you need to do more. Freeze your fucking dividends, put more money into the transfer, because Ollie can go a lot further and a lot quicker if you do it quicker. But you're pie in the sky with them. But all I've been saying all season is breathing space, and Ollie is getting breathing space now, and it's delighted. I've had doubts, I'll readily admit. I'm not sure. As I say, I don't think he's the man who can win us the league, but I'm more than convinced that he can take us to the next level, and then there's the decision of when you do it, but not now. And I want him to be in place next season, and I think there's a few people, Ian McCartney said he doesn't think he will be. I think he will be. Don't fucking do what Woodward does. What harm can it do seeing where this takes us? We keep on asking, is there improvement? And now we are seeing it, yes. But vital, 15 or 16, whatever games to go, it's not just about winning a trophy, please. It is about finishing this season and continuing the run going. Confidence breeds confidence. Get 3 fucking league wins on the trot, please. Make us all happy. The difference yesterday was people walking to the ground, apart from one knobhead who told me to fuck off. Why would you do that to a fellow red? The bounce, people with springs in their steps, it makes such a difference. United fans just want to be entertained and happy. And that release of emotion, I'm sure, as seen on all the videos, was fantastic. So I haven't got a ticket for Spurs, but I'm obviously going to go down and hope I get one. Not sure when the next podcast is. I'm waiting for fucking doomlordery about coronavirus and them to cancel everything. That will impact heavily on the mag. So please, if you didn't buy it yesterday, if you fancy, if you enjoy the podcast and all the shit we talk for the price of £3, you know, much less than a price of a pint now, you can make a major difference. And I will keep saying we're probably going to set up the summer campaign for the mag earlier. On our birthday, the 33rd birthday, and I think the target will be around 333. The Gooner gets 1,000. I realise there's 2 fanzines at United, but we need that to continue everything next season, and I hope we can. And I know I bore you with all this, but we do it for a reason. We're very small fanzine, but we love you all. And on mornings like this, where everyone is fucking happy and bouncing, it's what it's all about. So cheers, everyone. Keep it going, Reds.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.